What's your hometown?
Port Arthur, Texas, home of UGK. Rest in peace, Pimp C.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Clint, it was obviously a day that was taken over at training camp today for the Texans by the Gardner-Johnson injury. But, Clint, there are some camp battles, right? We've talked about a lot. We've talked about a lot of them being up front on the offensive line. That's been a big one. The center battle has really jumped out, held the swing tackle situation has jumped out. But the receiver one is interesting, Clint, right? I think we've got an understanding of maybe the top part of this group, but the middle part, that other part, there is going to be some battles between some guys that have been here a bit and some guys that are new that just arrived. That will be interesting once you get past the, Nico's and Christian Kirk's.
Yeah, look, I think there it's a two-tier competition, if you will, or battle, if you will. I think you got, as you mentioned, Christian Kirk, Nico Collins. And then you've got, you know, if we're talking playing time, I think the 3-6 receiver battle, the three through maybe even seven, depending on how many special teams they play. Yeah. I think that playing time is a very interesting conversation. Now look, if we're talking about a roster spot, then it's about 5-7. Right, because you know the two rookies out of Iowa State are going to be on the damn roster, so there's four roster spots taken. But if we're just talking playing time, you're talking about wide receiver 3-6. Who can go out there in training camp and prove that they can pick up this new offense? Who can go out there in training camp and make enough plays to earn one of those roster spots and earn that playing time? Who does it consistently? And you've got, yes, we're talking playing time, not roster spots. You've got a bunch of unproven, what I would say, second, third, fourth year guys that are going to be battling with the two rookies out of Iowa State. And It's back and forth. I think now you've got different bodies. You got different types of bodies. You got different play styles. So for the sake of not going into what each guy does well, I do think you've got Higgins, who's a guy that I think he's had probably two big days in camp. Maybe one of them, actually one of them was the mandatory mini camp.
Yeah, I was going to say, he got that one hand yes, from CJ. Yeah.
He's shown some promise, a couple of different times. I think Jalen Noel, one of the rookies out of Iowa State. He has shown promise, I think, consistently. Not quite as bright of the flash, if you will, as Higgins. But he's shown consistent, I'm available, I'm quarterback friendly, throw me the football, right? He has consistently been that, whether it's Davis Mills or it's C.J. Stroud or it's the third and fourth string quarterback, that he's the ball just seems to find him, right? And then you get into that tier of receivers that I said are third, fourth guys that I would say there's even a couple of veterans in there that are maybe even older than third year. The Watson kid that they signed, the Berrios kid that they signed. Yeah. You know, they're a little bit longer in the tooth. But that group right there is also, I think, battling for playing time. And I'm going to tell you, Ron, today, and I think even last year, because we can go back last year, you want to talk about a guy that plays at or above his ceiling all the damn time. You want to talk about a guy that plays every special teams and in a pinch is going to Dari Agumbawale us. In other words, your kicker's hurt, Dari can kick it, right? In a pinch, this guy in the return game can play. This guy makes tackles on all the special teams, the punt, the kickoff team. I mean, in a pinch, he's going to make a lot of plays behind the scenes, but in a pinch, this guy steps up and steps up big. Last year, we saw it. I heard John Lopez and Reginald Atatula and Figgy talking about one of the biggest plays of last season, and I'll be damned if Xavier Hutchinson wasn't on one of them, the scramble catch that C.J. Stroud scrambled and threw to him.
He seems to keep finding his ass in playoff games, doesn't he?
There's no doubt. I'm telling you. And you remember last year, Ron, you remember sitting in Canton last year, and we were talking about how much C.J. played, how much this guy played, how much that guy played. And we were really watching – what receiver were we watching last year? Was it Mechie that we were
– I was trying to watch Mechie, Hall of Fame game, and he went in and took over.
That's it.
He keeps doing it.
It doesn't matter what quarterback's in there. It doesn't matter what if it's a preseason game. It doesn't matter if it's offense or special teams. It doesn't matter if it's a playoff game or regular season. Every time the Houston Texans give Xavier Hutchinson a shot, the dude goes out there and makes plays. If you want to pick his game apart, yeah, he's not the biggest, fastest guy. I don't think he's ever going to be with the Texans and be a starter. I don't think he's ever going to go into the season and say, boom, this is one of our top three guys. I don't think it's ever going to happen with Xavier Hutchinson. But I think there is a level of confidence with C.J. Stroud, with Nick Cayley, with D'Amico Ryans, with Nick Caserio, and being the wide receiver coach, McDaniel. I think those guys have a level of confidence and trust and Xavier Hutchinson that they don't have in anybody at this point that's not named Nico and Christian Kirk.
Yeah, those top. Yeah.
There is a level of trust in it. And I only say that to say, my man went out there today and had a damn day.
He's been having days too,
yes,
Clint.
And yes.
He's been getting looks with the ones as well, a lot more than some of those other guys that you named,
yes,
that he's in their group.
Yes. So we're talking playing time. We're not talking about the roster spot. Right, we're talking about playing time. So wide receiver 3 through 6 with this team, Xavier Hutchinson is a guy that is making as strong a push as anybody. Now, he doesn't have the second round draft pick. He doesn't have the resume in terms of draft pick or even tangible skill set that some of these other guys ahead of him have. But damn it, every time he steps on the field, he makes plays, and you absolutely cannot ignore him. Xavier Hutchinson is showing up and showing out damn near every time he gets the opportunity. Today, from CJ, in the first drive of team, a slant for a big gain, 20-plus yards, over the middle of the field, over linebacker Toa Toa, right? Mills, couple drives later, Mills, it's a bootleg, deep crosser, touchdown, 30-plus yards to guess who? Xavier Hutchinson, right? C.J. Stroud, I think this was a little bit more of a red zone type of period here for the Texans. But some little zig route, I don't know exactly what that means, is how it was described on social media, zig route, but he catches a touchdown from C.J. Stroud. Xavier Hutchinson, Ron, is a guy that is going to make it impossible for these guys to cut him.
He keeps doing it. They've tried to draft over him a couple of times. They've brought in Diggs. They've brought in, yep, guys. And he brings so much to the table, as you spoke about. He's going to play every, yep, special teams in the way that John Metchie isn't able to. He's reliable and always there in a way that some of those guys aren't. And when I say some of those guys, I'm talking the Nicos. Yep. I'm talking Diggs. Because if you remember, I don't think there's ever been a play in his first 2 years that he be a guy to be available to make a scramble catch against the Chargers in the playoffs.
Yep.
Or him to be a guy that comes up with big catches in the second half against the Colts in that you know, basic playoff game at the end of the season, yep, his rookie year. But he is always there and always seems to be in the rotation. And you're like, damn, all right.
Yeah.
He's not great, but he's reliable and he's there. All the time.
You know, the interesting thing to me is that, besides the fact that we've seen it in important moments in big games, but it's with every quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I've been the guy at that level where you go in the game and you've never thrown. I mean, I played entire third quarters, entire fourth quarters in preseason games and was throwing balls to guys that I'd never thrown live balls to in my life. Yeah, we'd stay after practice and throw a couple slants. I'd never took a snap in practice and threw a slant or threw this go route to this cat. And all of a sudden I'm in a game with him and it's like, all right, let's go get it done. It is extremely difficult. And I only say that to say it don't matter. We're watching the two new guys this year, plus the two guys, Mills and C.J. Stroud. Case Keenum was one of them. It was Case the one that played in a bunch in him and Davis Mills last year.
Davis Mills is the one he was really getting busy with.
No, what's the other guy? The other guy still in damn league somehow that I thought a hot take was going to take. He was going to take Davis Mills' spot last year. The quarterback, big, tall, thin kid.
Josh?
No, you're thinking, about the one that was almost a head coach.
I know you're talking about. Yeah, he played with the Dolphins.
You're thinking of Kyle Allen, but I'm talking about.
Played with the Dolphins.
He's still in the league.
Yeah.
He's still in the league, but playing third string quarterback somewhere. But my point is That guy got in that damn in that game last year, and Xavier Hutchinson had a couple of catches. The most important part, I mean, most impressive part of Hutch is that it don't matter what the situation is. It don't matter how early or late in preseason or regular season or playoffs it is. It don't matter who the quarterback is. The quarterback-friendly aspect of him is real. We've seen it time and time again. He's in my wide receiver.
Yeah, and every time you think like, all right, man, he's on the bubble, man. He's a guy where you start doing numbers, and we've done this. We did it last year. You start doing numbers, and it's like, all right, man, is he going to make this team? And then he does stuff where it's like, hell yeah, he's got to make this team. You can't justify keeping somebody else over him. And I bet you in this preseason game against the Vikings, you know he's going to get every bit of two quarters.
No question.
And I bet you in some way he stands out. I ain't going to say he's going to have 100 yards or something, but I bet you like that Hall of Fame game we went to, he had like 50 or 60 yards or something. And he was one that really stood out. He's one you can't get rid of. Keep trying. You keep trying to.
Well,
that guy that'll
play every special teams too, Ron, typically is not a guy that's worried about getting injured, right? A lot of guys are worried about it. He's not. I mean, and so when it comes to blocking at the wide receiver, which we know this group loves, we know D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio, boy, they're talking about them wide receivers blocking. Now, they're going to block. Now, they're ate up with it, and he obviously does that well too, and does it wholeheartedly. So it's good to see Hutch have a big day, man, and kind of separating himself there a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, good to see